Good evening. Thank you, Steve, for leading that song. I meant to ask you that this morning. I am resolved. What should we resolve? Resolve, I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to exercise. Resolve that I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to pray every day. Lots of things we ought to resolve ourselves to do. I am resolved. Paul said in this passage in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse number 2, he said, I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He in effect saying, I have resolved. I'm not going to know anything else. I'm not going to get into politics. I'm not going to get into the philosophy of the day. I'm not going to get into all the different things that you can get into. He said, only thing I want to talk about, the only thing I want to study about, the only thing I'm going to try to lead you to learn about is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There was an awful lot of false teachers traveling about, teaching an awful lot of different things. But Paul determined that's all he wanted to talk about. You can go talk about all these other things. And you know, that's not bad advice. We can talk to our religious friends and get into big, heated discussions about instrumental music, about whether or not you call the preacher the pastor, or whether or not I ought to wear a collar, or whether or not we ought to have an instrument, or whether. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If we talk about that and convince ourselves and convince others, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, all the rest of the problems go away. They really do. Because if all I'm concerned about is doing what Jesus wants done, because I recognize who He is and what He did for me, then all these other problems will fade away. We don't need to spend our time and energy arguing and fussing and fighting. But, you know, some folks seem to find that fun. They seem to find it entertaining. But I'll guarantee you, God doesn't. And I think we're going to have to answer for some of it. We need to be serious, folks, about the things that we resolve, the resolutions we make. And we need to make sure they're realistic. How many times have I gone through, I'm going to eat properly, and I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to, and look at me. You think I carried them through? No. No, I haven't. I need to. I should. But I don't know what it's going to take before I do. But you think about the song that we just sung. Number 255, you want to get your songbook back out. I am resolved, the songwriter said, and we sung. This is a case of us teaching and admonishing one another. I'm admonishing you, and you're admonishing me, and we're teaching one another. We're encouraging one another to no longer linger, charmed by the world's delight. Now that's a resolve. That's a resolve that every one of us need to think about. And the song goes on and talks about this world has many delights. And it does. There's lots of things to charm us. Some things that charm us that aren't even bad things. But if they take all of our time and all our money and all our energy, they become bad. Because we can become addicted even to good things. We need to know and to understand that we can't be charmed by this world's delights. We need to recognize the priorities that we're to have. Because, I mean, God understands there's pleasure for a season. It's what He tells us in Hebrews 11, 24, and 25. He said that Moses refused to be called Pharaoh's son. He did, or Pharaoh's daughter's son, I should say. He refused the pleasures of sin for a season. He knew they were just temporary. In Proverbs, we're told, the 16th chapter in verse 25, that the way of man is not in himself, the end thereof is death. separation from God. We need to know that when we're charmed by the world's delights out here, there's only one possibility, and that's the separation from God, spiritual death. It's not going to turn out good. Song goes on to say that things that are higher and things that are nobler, they have allured my sight. He's talking there about priorities. You know, what am I going to put my time in? What am I going to put my energy in? What am I going to put my money in? What am I going to put my influence in? Is it going to be things of this world? Or is it going to be things that are nobler and things that are higher? Hebrews 11 and verse number 16 says, God's prepared for us a heavenly city. That's the higher, nobler things that we need to be thinking about, that we need to have our goals. That's what Jesus was talking about in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in verses 19 through 21, where he says we need to put our treasures in heaven. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. And treasure is not just talking about gold and silver and money. That's talking about your strength, your energy, your interest, your desires, your time. Where do you put all of that? Having the latest, newest equipment for whatever sport or whatever activity you want to become involved in? Charmed by this world's delight. When we go on to the second stanza, it says, I'm going to go to the Savior because I've resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. That's what we told God we would do when we sang that song. It's not just words and a pretty melody. We're telling one another, that's my resolve. I resolve that I'm going to go to the Savior and I'm going to leave my sin. That's a serious resolve. That's something that we need to work at. And my strife. Oh, who likes to live in strife? But you know something? If you're in sin, you're in strife. Internal strife, if nothing else. Because I think all of us know better. And we beat ourselves up and we just tear our stomachs up and we get all excited and all upset when we engage in sin. Because I'm resolved to leave my sin. I'm resolved to leave that strife. I want that peace that God has promised. The one that passes all understanding that Paul wrote to the Philippians about in the 4th chapter. Because you see, we should have no desire to live in sin. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 tells us that when we do live in sin, then we're separated from God. He's not there to comfort us and strengthen us and to help us. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 said, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But if God doesn't seem to be close, and God doesn't seem to be listening, you need to listen to verse 2. Your iniquities have separated you from God, your sins have hid his face from you, so that he will not hear. Will not hear. We need to know how serious sin is and how dangerous and desperate it is that we resolve no longer to live in sin and strife. We resolve to go to the Savior. We resolve to be the person that he wants us to be. He's the true one. He's the just one. He has the words of life. That's the joyous life. That's the happy life. No, it's not your computer, and it's not your car, and it's not your Xbox, and it's not your golf clubs, and it's not your sewing machine. It's Jesus. He's the one that has the way to true life. He has the words of life. John 6 and verse number 68. Then we say, I'm going to follow the Savior, faithful and true, each day. We just say, I am resolved to do that. I have determined. I've sat down and thought about it. Here's what I've been doing and here's what I want to do. And I have determined, I have resolved, I'm going to follow the Savior, faithful and true, each day. I hope you heard that word, each. Because, folks, it doesn't do any good to say, I'm going to follow the Savior for a week. Because you won't. You have to follow the Savior each and every day. Each and every day. We need to understand that our goal in life should be to follow Jesus each day of our life. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse number 13 pretty well lays it out. And Solomon said, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. This is what it's all about. Not something else. It's keeping those commandments and fearing God. We need to know that God has expected us. Matter of fact, I guess I could even go so far as to say, God has demanded that we are to follow Him. And I've resolved to do it, is what we just told God. What we just told one another. I'm going to follow Him, faithful and true, each day. Every day. Is that easy? No. No, it's not. Look in the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians in verse number 2. It's required of stewards that one be found faithful. We, every one of us, are stewards. Some are stewards of a lot and some are stewards of little. But we have been given gifts. We have been given blessings. And we are required to be faithful in the use of that. We've been given life. We've been given the opportunity to know Jesus. We've been given the opportunity to be forgiven of our sins. We've been given the opportunity to go tell other people. I need to be faithful and true every day. Every day. Next line says, heed what He says and do what He wills. He's the living way. He is the living way. What Jesus says is not what man says. What Jesus says is in the book. John 12 and verse number 48, He tells us very plainly that it's quite possible to look at Him and reject Him. We have that choice. But He said, he who rejects Me and does not receive My words has that which judges him. You know what that is. You know it well. It's the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. What He says, I will do. That's what we just sang. That's what we resolved to do. That's what we determined. You ever get in a discussion with somebody and they want to do this and you want to do that? About every day. Who decides? The one that yells the loudest? One that cries the most? The one that's got the money? Who decides? Well, if it's a discussion between what God wants you to do and what you want to do, you just resolve there is no discussion. I resolve to hear what He says, do what He wills. I want to know and I want to live that way. That's why Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I want to heed what He says and do what He wills. I've resolved to do that. That's something I have determined. Because you see, I understand what Jesus said in John 14 and verse number 6 when He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, I really don't have a choice to heed what He wills, to do what He says, because He is the living way, and He is the only living way. There is no other way but His way. So when we sing that song, we need to think about it. We need to understand what it is we're singing. We need to mean it when we sing it. Now, are you going to keep it perfectly? Probably not. Probably not. Maturity as a Christian is to keep it for longer periods. Okay? We understand that in exercise. You don't walk into a gym and, oh, there's 400 pounds. I think I'll pick that up and start doing bench presses with it. Not going to happen. Probably not going to happen at 100 pounds. You got to work up to it. You have to do it and then do it some more and do it some more. Then you put a little more weight on and you do it a little bit more. And then you put a little more weight on and you do it a little bit more. And if you're like Brian, you get up to 400 pounds. We need to know. What we're saying when we start a program like that is, I'm resolved, I'm going to reach my maximum potential. I'm going to stay with it until I get there. Now listen to the words of this song. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delights. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. Then we go on and it says, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He has the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what He saith. Do what He willeth. He is the living way. I haven't touched the chorus yet, because that's really the appeal of the whole song. When you think about, I'm resolved to no longer linger in sin. I am resolved to go to the Savior, and I'm resolved to follow Him. That's really what we've been talking about tonight. Then the chorus said, I will hasten to Him. Hasten, so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. That's what we promised. That's what we determined. That's what we resolved. That's what I told you that I resolved. And that's what you told me you resolved. Now we need to look deep within ourselves. Was I lying to Dot? More importantly than that, was I lying to God? Have I really resolved to no longer be charmed by the world's delights? Have I really resolved to go to the Savior? Have I really resolved to be faithful to Him every day? Or was I lying? That makes a pretty stark choice. That makes it right where it needs to be. We need to know and understand what we're doing when we're singing. We need to understand what the words mean. And we need to understand what we have to do. When you look at your life and you look over the past week, have you lived as though you were resolved? Resolved to follow the Savior? Resolved to no longer be lingering out in the world? Resolved to follow Him, faithful and true, each day. If I fall down today and I fail, I need to get back up and repent and pray and start out afresh. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that, I mean, that just, I can't give you better news than that tonight. Can't give you better news than that. Because you see, out in the business world, if you fail and you try and you fail and you try and you fail, and pretty soon the boss is going to say, hey, you know, if you can't get the job done, then I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to. If you pledge to your mate faithfulness and you fail, and you pledge again and you fail, and you pledge again and you fail, pretty soon your mate's going to have to say, I'm sorry, I can't trust you anymore. This is not working. This just isn't working. God says, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He tells us specifically what we are to do if we sin. We're to come and we're to pray, repenting of our sins. What's your situation tonight? I am resolved. We sang it, did we mean it? If we can help, please, won't you let your needs be known right now?